And you say there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's
bread that you buy from the grocery store. Usually what would be, you would hear people say, get me a loaf of light bread.
Mm-hmm.
They would, not as much now as in earlier years, you bought light bread at the store.
Mm-hmm.
That meant white bread with a brown, you know, baked on outside. Because
mm-hmm.
we, in this area, not, it wasn't too common to bake your own bread like that. Cornbread is, biscuit is,
mm-hmm.
but not.
What different kinds of things are made out of cornmeal?
Oh, you make cornbread, you make hush puppies.
What are hush puppies like?
Hush puppies are little bits of onion chipped up, and an egg and your cornmeal, mix it together, and then you drop it into hot grease where you fried, say, fish or shrimp, oysters. You in that hot grease, and it's real crisp on the outside and cooked,
mm-hmm.
and usually eaten with seafood.
What about something that they take cornmeal and salt and water and make something you can eat with a spoon?
And we're not talking about spoon bread, are we?
Well,
no, I'm talking about cornmeal mush.
Okay.
Cornmeal mush, yeah. We've never used it that way, but I think I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of a corn dodger?
Yes, but I don't really know what they are. Don't believe.
You just heard people talk about
them? I possibly read it somewhere. That's not a common term here. Now, hoe cake
mm-hmm.
is.
What's hoe cake like?
Hoe cake is, it's similar to you mix it up just like you were going to bake it in the oven, make it into corn bread or
mm-hmm.
pone bread. But you fix it on the stove, make it real thin, put a little grease in your pan, your skillet, and get it real hot, and it's real crunchy on the outside. Delicious.
What's the difference between pone bread and cornbread?
Well, usually when you think about pone bread, you're thinking about a bigger pan of it, a thicker loaf.
But it's round, just like?
It's usually baked. No. Really, not to me, it wouldn't be round.
What shape?
Because you would have, it would be flat like your pan, except it's just thick.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be if you're going to make a pone of bread, that's what it would be. You're going to make it in this deep pan, set it in the oven, and cook it that way.
And something that's fried in deep fat and has a hole in the center.
Donut.
And something you make up a batter and fry 3 or 4 of these for breakfast. Eat with syrup and butter.
Flapjacks.
Any other name?
Hotcakes, possibly. But flapjacks and hotcakes are usually, I think of them as two entirely different things.
What's the difference?
Well, you're a different type of flour or material. A flapjack, you use the same flour just like you were going to make biscuits and mix it up with a little bread and whatnot, and fry it in a thicker grease, have more grease in your pan than you would if you were fixing a hot cake, because you use if I were fixing hot cakes, it'd be with regular batter
mm-hmm.
or mix, and not very, very little grease, just enough grease to keep it from sticking. You would want it sobby, and flapjacks are a little on the sobby side. They're good, but they are a little on the sobby side.
And talking about how much flour might be in a sack, you say a sack might have 5.
Now you always, for average family, would never buy more than 5 pounds at the time. When I was little, you always bought 48 pounds or 24 pounds. And it was just foolish to buy 12 pounds. That was just too little of an amount.
And the inside part of the egg is called
the yellow yolk.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, you call them
boiled. That would be boiled to me.
What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water?
Oh, poached.
Poached.
Right, poached egg.
And something kind of like a fruit pie. It's got several layers of, maybe it's made out of apples. It's got a layer of apples and strips of dough.
Mm-hmm. Now we would say that's a deep dish. Peach pie, deep dish apple pie, and they're entirely different and made from, if we were going to just say, a peach pie.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about your deep dish pies, with more, they're juicier, have more fruit in them and whatnot, yeah.
What about a cobbler?
That usually means cobbler too.
Deep dish pie and
yeah,
cobbler?
Deep dish, but the term that we would use in our house normally would be a deep dish pie rather than cobbler.
Did you ever hear of a family pie?
No, that's not a familiar term to me, a family pie.
And if you were thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water or a drink of water.
You say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So somebody has what that glass?
Broken the glass.
And you say, I didn't mean to
break it.
And someone has a good appetite. You'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
And food taken between regular meals, you'd call a
snack.
And a sweet liquid, maybe milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you could pour over pudding or pie, you'd call that a
I don't really know.